Welcome to The Connection, where humans and aliens converse, and where all the dots are connected. I'm Nancy of Zeta Talk, an emissary for aliens from Zeta Reticuli. They are here to warn of great cataclysms on Earth and advise how to survive this. The pending pole shift is not the end. Man will make his next leap forward to live a better time when aliens will live among us. Learning of the coming pole shift and its devastating effect on the Earth and its inhabitants, many people want to take steps to ease the pain, not only for themselves and their family, but for others. They want to make a difference, help others realize what's around the corner, what they can do to help themselves, and how they can potentially become self-sufficient. In having these concerns, they're giving the call, reaching out and asking for counseling on how to proceed. In short, they're likely to become contactees. If not already aware of where the Earth is headed, then one of the first things they learn is specifics about the pole shift, often presented as a hologram. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Future Visions, written September 1995. Many contactees speak with great emotion of visions they've been given, often of a devastated Earth. These are understood by the contactee to be visions of the future, and many come away confused as to whether the vision is the future or might be the future. One reason for confusion is that the vision seems so very real. Humans are used to the movies, in the main, where, however engrossing the story, told with sight and sound, one is always cognizant of the viewers seated nearby, munching popcorn. A reality check. When visions are given to contactees, it is by a machine-to-brain method that most closely approximates your new virtual reality devices. All the senses are engaged in the brain. The contactee is not at all being presented with a reality. They are being presented with a story. Why is this done? Humans are altogether too complacent about the fragility of their world. They merrily pollute and deplete their ecosystem without a thought. They in the main will march into the coming cataclysms with no preparation whatsoever, becoming, all of them, disaster victims who will then look to one another for help. We are simply making these contactees think. Think. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. The next step is helping the contactee establish what role they want to play. This is always a role the contactee him or herself chooses and is not assigned. The idea of being chosen, of aliens doing the choosing, is simply not true, at least not in the service to other groups. Those in the service to self like to have tight control over each other, seek to be dictatorial, so assigning a role would be something service to self aliens would wish to do. But I am not speaking of service to self aliens here, as I don't interact with them or their contactees. The Zetas who produce Zeta Talk are service to other aliens, and in these groups, roles are self-chosen. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Unsure, written January 1999. Any role that any human has is self-chosen, not assigned. Thus, any contactee feeling uncertain about a role they might have chosen during the transformation has not decided what to do. This information is within them. Many humans are undecided or unsure, not because the role has not been assigned to them or the opportunity has not been made available, but because they themselves are uncertain as to whether or not they wish to step into a certain role. Vacillation. Many roles during this forthcoming time, as anyone who seriously thinks about it knows, represent hardship, argument, hostility thrown their way, changes in a lifestyle, and this is not easily contemplated. Individuals frequently decide to do something and then start thinking of the consequences and vacillate. So if it's unclear, it's because they have not firmly decided to do what they think they ought to do. If humans want clarity, they should think seriously about what their roles might be, about what they have decided to do, about what the blockades are, the repercussions, and consider this to be a conversation with themselves. Of course, if they're wishing to discuss these matters, they have given the call and it will be answered. But nevertheless, this is their decision and within their power to arrive at an answer. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Once a contactee has decided upon a role, the matter is not easily settled. If the timing is not right, the contactee may decide to be consciously unaware, put this out of their mind until the time arrives. This does not mean the contactee has not decided upon a role they wish to play. It means they are reducing contention in their current life and waiting. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Timed Release, written December 1996. Many contactees express a feeling that they are aware of things that are likely to occur in the future, are emotionally ready for these occurrences, but are consciously unaware of what they may be. Of course, in human society, those who prepare too soon for the coming cataclysms will be viewed as odd, and consequently laughed at or harassed for sounding an alarm unduly. When life today seems much like the life of yesterday, the average human in any society on earth today will not listen to a message about coming cataclysms with much patience. However, contactees who have been open to the message that service to other aliens have been willing to give know that the earth will be receiving rending changes soon and are subconsciously prepared. The schism in thinking leads many to believe that this knowledge is encoded with some kind of timed release, where the knowledge is not truly available to humans until scant months or even days prior to the cataclysms. This timing may be in fact correct, but the contactees are fully aware of the circumstances. They are simply choosing to be unaware during their day-to-day existence in human society. When the time is right, they will get in contact with their subconscious knowledge. For many, the conflicts that early conscious awareness would present are best left alone. For instance, a mother has a handicapped child, one who requires medical attention in order to survive. She knows that this child will not live beyond a week after medical attentions cease, and that she will bury this child shortly after the cataclysms bring down bridges and rent the telephone lines from their poles. Were she to be consciously aware of what was coming, would she encourage this handicapped child to learn to read and write at the present moment? Such encouragement strengthens the spirit of both mother and child and is worthwhile for this reason alone. The mother chooses to be unaware. A young businessman in a small town employs several employees who are considered marginal employees by most employers, as they are undereducated, semi-skilled, and often speak in broken English. During their employment, the young businessman is able to encourage them in self-sufficiency and finds his employees growing gardens and repairing mechanical devices under his tutelage. Were he to be consciously aware of the coming cataclysms, his attention to the needs of the business would falter, and his business might fail to prosper. Consequently, he would be less able to nurture others in preparation. He chooses to be unaware. A military man is in a position to influence the message that the general population receives from headquarters. These messages can subtly awaken or can suppress the awakening, just by their tone and the bits of information they deliver. Working in rigid surroundings, the military man must be careful not to express resentment, which would be interpreted as insubordination and result in his removal from his influential position. Were he to be consciously aware of the coming cataclysms and the alien presence all around, he would find adherence to silly rules and regulations increasingly annoying, and might express this at a moment when his guard was down. He chooses to be unaware. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. How does timed release work? The contactee suddenly finds themselves taking action, action which may take them completely by surprise. Subconsciously, the contactee was aware of their plans, their role, but consciously, they were unaware. And I quote from ZetaTalk, Roles, written January 2003. Many contactees, most of whom do not even know they are contactees, sense they have a role to play soon. We have referred to the subconscious knowledge of this, where the role might be in conflict with the contactee's existing life, as timed release information. One day, the contactee notes a newscast, or hears comments made by friends, or sees the weather turn suddenly unseasonably warm, and the trigger has been switched to on. The contactee may go home and pack and take off for another country or province or state with barely a notice given to employer or family or friends. A contactee may decide that now is the time for that vacation, long put off, and make these arrangements putting all other priorities aside. It is unlikely that a contactee would suddenly decide they need to develop a skill set, such as working with manual tools or gardening, as if this were sensed as part of their role. They would have been able to integrate this into their lifestyle earlier. The changes we are talking about are abrupt and disruptive, and thus have been put off. This would include divorce or separation from a spouse that had been convenient during the life lived prior to the trigger being switched, but which was known would not be possible during the aftertime. An example is a marriage where the wife is petulant, given to pampering herself with luxuries, and would not leave a setting where its luxuries were abundant, even when faced with sudden death. The husband in this marriage, the strong person, a parent to the wife in essence, determines he has a role to play in helping survivors, and leaves the wife rather than die with her, as he knows he cannot force her to move to safety. This, of course, might be on the other foot, with a caring and strongly serviced other wife taking the children to safety a few weeks ahead of the shift, and simply refusing to return, giving the shocked husband divorce notice from afar. He then has the choice of leaving the golf course, the executive club, his mistress, or whatever else holds him to his place, or staying. He would in any case have to make this choice, but the wife has made her choice for herself and the children. Where a role is not in conflict with a person's existing life, it is likely to be expressed early, as soon as realized. Where in conflict, such as a military person who has determined to prevent blockades, keeping the poor or minority populations trapped in cities during the last hours, realization of their role might come at the very last minute. The reasons are obvious. If the military individual were to consciously realize this earlier, he or she would give their plans away and prevent the role from happening. Thus, those in such double identity binds often have a hard denial of their contactee role. Thus, there is no simple statement that can be made about contactee roles and when the contactee will become aware of their chosen role. It depends upon the contactee, their life situation, the culture they live in, and an endless number of factors. End of the quote from ZetaTalk. The Trouble Times pages contain some stories relayed by contactees on how they came to relate their intuitive feelings to information within the ZetaTalk or Trouble Times pages. In many cases, using a search engine allowed them to locate the ZetaTalk website. In others, they heard Nancy on the radio and instantly recognized that her descriptions of the coming pole shift were similar to what they intuitively understood as contactees, or descriptions of life as a contactee as something they were experiencing. They find some kind of correlation, often to an astonishing degree. Many found their intuitive understanding that they would need to prepare for the coming troubled times, during and after the pole shift, assisted by the work being done, building the database of information that is the Troubled Times website today. Once awakened and connected to their intuitive knowledge and any personal roles they have chosen, a contactee may make life changes without delay. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Life Changes, written October 1995. Contactees who have become comfortable with their understanding of the alien presence and any role they have volunteered to perform during the transformation are seldom passive. They reflect this in their daily life, as is inevitable, following any overreaching concept, grasp, or heavy commitment. Just as the decision to settle down into married life can often be read by others, as perhaps taking up cooking or giving up singles parties, likewise, the awakened contactee can often be recognized. The signs are subtle and in the normal course of human events would leave no mark, in that the alien presence is seldom discussed. But the awakened contactee changes, in not so subtle ways, the whole course of their life. The impact can be equated to joining the priesthood or the Peace Corps or the military. The contactee's whole life is affected, as the transformation is now, and if the awakened contactee has chosen a role, they seldom delay. Those in service to other, of whom we are speaking, want to assist with preparations for the cataclysm or helping mankind understand what is to befall them and its import. Frequently, these contactees are already in responsible roles, acting as service to others do, as a mainstay for others. Stepping up to larger responsibilities does not concern them, but those who have come to rely on the contactee are frequently alarmed. Life changes are planned and enacted by the contactee, who often is grimly determined and turns a deaf ear to complaints. Not infrequently, a well-paying job is dropped so that more time can be spent on the pressing tasks at hand, which the contactee is eager to take up. A spouse or children who have to curtail their standard of living or move to more modest quarters are often furious. Family and friends are sent to argue with the contactee, who, in their eyes, is failing to listen to reason. What's gotten into him? Mental illness is suspected but discarded when none of the classic symptoms show up. Sometimes divorce or alienation from the family results. Often, old friends who fail to understand are dropped, and new friendships are developed among those of a like mind. Contactees thus awakened and mobilized find each other, in some small part, as we guide them to do so in response to their call to us. They take up work with each other, forming teams, and fill their hearts and minds with the satisfaction that results as a salve for the concurrent pain of loss they must often bear. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. How are contactees put in contact with each other? This starts with arranged meetings on spaceships, and thence occurs because the contactees are guided to find each other. Perhaps they both have a press to go to a certain bookstore and browse about in certain sections on the same Saturday morning. They bump into each other, spark up a conversation, and instantly feel comfortable with each other, going off for coffee together. Not an accident, as they are most likely old friends. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Coordination, written December 1995. Increasingly, during the transformation, contactees are beginning to work together. They find each other not by accident, not because they're browsing over the same books at the bookstore, not because they are members of the same organization, but because they have been introduced to each other behind the scenes and have plotted their meeting time and place. It is we and our brethren in the service to other who respond to the call of many by arranging these opportunities, which are warmly received and acted upon. These meetings result in marriages, business arrangements, friendships, philanthropic connections, and long-range planning galore. Survival groups are very unobtrusively arranging themselves. Neighbor-to-neighbor talks, people meeting in their normal association and identifying each other more so than any kind of organized activity where they answer an ad placed in the paper. They are, in fact, migrating to live close to each other regionally, and by this they are being guided, since they are often meeting each other as contactees. They are most often not aware on a conscious level of why they are making the moves that they are making. They make all manner of excuses, pick up and move, change occupations, and find themselves in an area where they get along better with the neighbors, and their particular skill set meshes nicely. This will increasingly happen as the time arrives and even after, where these survivors will migrate, following their instincts more than anything, and finding each other. End of the quote from Theta Talk. Contactees also find each other through an obvious opportunity, the contactee group. They suspect they are a contactee, go to a group meeting to get confirmation or validation of their experiences, and, of course, meet others. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Contact Groups, written September 1995. Group interaction validates experiences. The individual finding their night clothes on backwards knows there has been a visitation, but secretly wonders if perhaps their memory might be failing. In a group of contactees, a synergy takes place, first one and then another realizing, as others tell their tales, that they are not alone in their experiences. Within the contact group, details are shared that have not appeared in print, could not therefore be faked, and are told with much emotion and conviction. When these details, told by another, match the listener's story, more than sharing takes place. More than an awakening takes place. A transformation takes place. The contact group is now a group of humans who are no longer toying with an idea, no longer arguing with each other, but are facing the reality of the transformation calmly, with open eyes and open minds, and most often with open hearts. Thereafter, walking among others out in society, everything looks different. The frantic push to live better lives than the Joneses, the focus on the World Series, the chatter about the SETI Project, all are put into a different perspective. It's as though all of humanity were in a trench and could not look out except for a few who stand tall. Those too short to see behave as though all that matters takes place in the trench, in their own little world. Those few tall enough to be glimpsing beyond know better, but can do little more than look at each other and smile at the ignorance and short-sightedness around them. Such it is with members of contact groups, who find they can only talk honestly among themselves. There is a transformation going on, a personal transformation, but no less important in the scheme of things. Great dunes are built from many grains of sand, and eventually the collective consciousness is such that this transformative momentum begins to affect society. Ideas presented at the table receive support rather than argument. Programs that affect the public are slanted toward the broader view in subtle ways. The little grains of sand are making mounds where no one has noticed as the wind blew them just a few at a time. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. Where single contactees can make a difference, a group has greater abilities. But even singly, they make a difference. And I quote from Zeta Talk, Make a Difference, written October 1995. If there are few contactees in proportion to the population in general, how is it that contactees can make a difference? Contactees are usually singular and act en masse only after meetings and contact groups or bumping into each other, a rare event. The answer lies in the history of a vision or idea and how this can ignite action. Humans are fond of pointing to inventors who stumble upon a method to increase the general standard of living. Benjamin Franklin capturing and directing electricity with a kite string. Alexander Bell calling his assistant from the next room. The Wright brothers staying aloft in their flying machine. From this we have electrical appliances in every household. Telecommunications galore. And flying on business or to visit friends or family or go on vacation, an everyday affair. Less dramatic, only because it cannot be pointed to as a concrete thing, are changes that affect how mankind views the world and how mankind will proceed when the world starts changing during the transformation. Unprepared for the future, mankind would react as it does today when presented with any other unknown entity. with a mixture of fear and curiosity. In dealing with a new situation, humans, like all life, first deal with their fear, and only when this is placated, with their curiosity. Therefore, the likely reaction by an unprepared mankind to transformative change will be fear and resistance. Change in any case resisted, and change clouded by uncertainty is vigorously resisted. But what happens when change is anticipated, or perhaps even welcomed? Though the majority may resist and hold back, the fact that a few move forward and embrace change is catalytic. At first only a trickle, then a stream, and eventually the flow undermines all resistance and the laggards are caught in the undertow. Fear can often be translated into the statement, "What will this mean?" When leaders step forward and demonstrate what this means, as a living example, that question is answered and the fear factor virtually eliminated. This is the legacy that contactees stepping forward to embrace the transformation leave, and the role they fill in the main. By the way they live their lives under public scrutiny, by the innovative solutions they place into the public knowledge base, by the personal and professional risks they take in order to incite discussion, all these are catalytic actions and make a difference. End of the quote from Zeta Tone. And what are these activities, what the Zetas call transformational activities? The Earth of the future will be solidly in the service to other, all souls leaning in other directions taken elsewhere to live with their own kind. The Earth of the future will not be suppressing news of the alien presence, visiting UFOs, and the fact that man is not alone in the universe as an intelligent species. The Earth of the future will be integrating man, Zeta-human hybrids, Zetas, and all the hundreds of other visitors from elsewhere. The Earth of the future will undergo a pole shift, horrific geological and social changes, much die-off and grief, while these other changes take place. So what kind of activities do contactees conduct that make a difference in all of this? And I quote from Zeta Talk, Transformation Activities, written February 1996. What humans presume to be the process of change based on their observations of human society is not at all what is taking place. In human society, change comes primarily in a top-down manner, from edicts or laws, and secondarily, when outside influences that are discernible, such as weather changes or pronouncements or war or the ravages of disease, force change. The changes being wrought by human hands during the Earth's transformation are neither edicts nor discernible by all. They are covert and the result of cooperation among humans. When seemingly quiet revolutions take place in human society, they in fact prove to be edicts upon close examination. The general in the hills, directing terrorist activities against an establishment he wishes to topple. The ringleader in a group, inciting the others to acts that are laid out for the underling as assignments. The quiet revolution that is the transformation is different, as there is no single leader or set of ringleaders, no assignments or edicts, but rather each human operating in the service to other orientation, choosing his or her role, and acting under their own volition. These activities can constitute something as minor as the reporting of news, being more truthful, or the coordination of efforts, where the needs of one are met by the offer of another. On occasion, an effort is heroic, the sacrifice of a life to draw attention to an injustice, or the quiet gift of hard-earned savings or one's time to a cause not personally rewarding. Increasingly, transformation activities involve more than one, a group of humans who have found each other, often due to requested assistance from aliens. Where should I look? Where should I go? Whom might I meet there, and how might introductions be started? The contactee might ask. As they have given the call, we of the service to other orientation assist, giving information and even arranging behind-the-scenes introductions during group visitations, so that later those who wish to meet each other will not feel themselves to be strangers. These activities are on the increase among humans. End of the quote from Zeta Talk. As an example of contactees coming together, finding each other, and working together, is the Evolution of the Troubled Times web pages. Starting in 1996, the year after Zeta Talk began, the topics developed one by one. People finding Zeta Talk on the web, or hearing a broadcast, or typing words into a search engine, seeking information, and finding the growing Troubled Times website, would join the discussions ongoing in the forum, or what was then called the gossip message boards, and make a difference. An example from the Internet Relay Chats, IRC, that took place, dated in May of 1996. Here a discussion among the core members who started Troubled Times were brainstorming on what information to include in the website, and I quote, Nancy, what are we trying to achieve here on the web? What's the goal? For instance, we're trying to educate people that the pole shift is coming, for one thing. We do this by pointing to the various prophecies, the earth changes, etc. A comprehensive solution set is what is needed, where it's not just spotty, but covers all aspects of survival. For instance, if folks are told to gather batteries and canned food, but not about the long term, it does them little good, ultimately. The batteries will die and the food run out, and then what? Likewise, if they are prepared to grow food with worms and mushrooms at a minimum, they'll have calories and protein, but will be vitamin deficient. If they die from scurvy, what good does all that advice alone give to them? It's not enough. So my thought is that what we are offering should be comprehensive enough that folks won't die and won't lose their knowledge base either. What are we missing from our site that is a necessary ingredient for survival? For instance, we're covering shelter with dirt packed around tires and a metal roof to protect from firestorms. Also, winds will sweep over it all if it's shaped like a mound. But it's really the aftertime that is a concern, as surviving buys nothing if one can't live afterwards, starves or gets sick and dies, etc. One of the biggest challenges is getting folks to focus on what it will be like. Hospitals not reachable, food in the stores just not there, roads impassable, phone lines down, sunlight dim, etc. So, in the solution set, what are we missing? Norseman. Communications, no telephones or the like in the aftertime. Nancy. Shortwave radio might be a great short-term solution if folks agree ahead of time on the channels, etc. Problem here is that gangs might tune into this to locate where groups are. Whatever is done needs to have safety in mind. Long-distance communication, I think, will be down and gone. In the old days, mail from another continent was a once-in-a-lifetime affair, practically. My ancestors came over from Germany and expected to get a letter from home only when someone died. Without satellite link-ups in the sky, which will be torn out of the sky, there won't be any physical way to communicate across the oceans. Carrie, can electricity be easily made and harnessed? Nancy, energy can be generated from windmills and water wheels, etc., perhaps other methods, and can be used to power communications, radio, sure. Someone's thought was that the bike generator could at a minimum power a shortwave radio. I think that folks should just plan on having to help themselves, not look for any assistance, as this is the safest route. The aftertime can be terrible, or it can be subsistence, and it's up to them to help themselves. I'll tell you what we're missing. We're missing saving educational material and the arts. Music and dance and cooking and such. Folks should collect textbooks and plan apprenticeship programs. Musical instruments, how to build them, theater techniques. All this is something not to be minimized. I think a big part of what we could add to TT is recipes. People focused on meals for more than just food. It's a social hour and something to look forward to. Depression can be alleviated with music and tasty food. I read somewhere that there's a group of students, Florida or the Carolinas or Alabama or some such, that's working up bug recipes. Wish I could locate that. Carrie, there are so many factors involved. Basically, survival will be primitive at best. The oceans may offer the best source of short and long-term survival. They have plenty of fish. Water can be desalinated. Scurvy is going to be a problem due to lack of vitamin C. Perhaps people need to store a 10-year supply of that. Nancy, I suspect that this will be taken advantage of by those already living along the coast. A natural evolution in fishing villages, for sure. If they survive the tidal waves, I think the vitamin problem may require that we learn how to manufacture certain vitamins. How hard is it? It's certainly being done today. Perhaps the solution is to find atypical vitamin producers among those things that will thrive in the aftertime climate. Can be surprising discoveries. Time for some research. Eskimos, a good research topic, for sure. Carrie, we have to learn how to make very warm clothing. Don't think the fabric store will be in business. Nancy, weaving cloth and spinning yarn from atypical sources is a very important piece. My grandmother gave me her spinning wheel and I learned how to use it. Lumpy yarn, but otherwise okay. There are plenty of places worldwide that manufacture their own cloth. Just need to find the reference books. Sheep is a great source of clothing material, as wool can be warm. Durable, too. Cloth can be made out of anything fibrous. Flax is from a plant and is almost as good as cotton. End of the quotes from the IRC chat. What was the result from this discussion? And as a result of the hundreds of people who joined the message boards posting their thoughts and contributions, the Trouble Times website, some 202 topics strong, divided into key sections for food, shelter, health, energy, teamwork, information sources, and what is essentially news and gossip, the section called The Word. In the food section, the topics range to cover seeds, or how to save seed in general to retain viability, and guidelines on how to save seed from especially important crops. The gardens topic, guidelines on mulching, plowing, garden size, soil pH, and watering techniques, and various plants, guidelines on how to grow various garden crops, permaculture techniques, hydroponics, growing techniques and equipment sources. Fertilizer topic, a discussion on soil types, natural fertilizer, and using manure safely. Weeds topic, the wide range of edible weeds and their nutritional value. Algae topic, growing techniques and how to address production problems. Lowlight topic, various crops that grow in the lowlight expected in the aftertime. Vital earth topic, featuring a company that grows earthworms and mast and description on their techniques. A bugs topic, the many edible insects and recipes from around the world. Protein topic, atypical sources such as snakes, frogs, and snails. The beans topic, a high-protein plant food. Grains, their various attributes and how to harvest. Bread, how to make bread with natural yeast. Booze, the secrets of alcohol production. Sprouts, a short-term salad food in the days after the shift. Fast food, packaged food for the short term after the shift. The bones topic, their nutritional value and how to cook them. Honey topic, gathering and cautions. Fruits topic, from around the world, how to grow them. Fish topic, aquaculture and aquaponics, and the fish species best for pond growing. Chicken topic, flock requirements such as housing and feed and light. A llamas topic, the advantages of a herd. Goats topic, easy to keep, great milk, and prone to follow their shepherd anywhere. Rabbits topic, how to keep, feed, and cook. Sheep topic, wool and meat, and how to shepherd them. The vitamins topic, and their food sources. Amino acids topic, protein sources and the minimum for survival. Odd diets, why do the Eskimos survive, for instance? Poison topic, foods that can be poisonous, green potatoes, for instance. Self-help topic, Examples of self-help initiatives. Storage topic. How to store bulk food. Storage means topic. How to preserve food. Hunting topic. Slingshot, fishnets, and traps. Bow hunting. How to make a bow and arrow. Safe water topic. How to distill and purify or filter water. And the finding water topic. Where to dig wells or harvest the fog or dew. And the Skywell topic, a commercial idea on harvesting humidity for drinking water. In the shelter section, the topics range to cover temporary shelters for the hours after the pole shift. Rock hard topic, a commercial site with examples of durable bermed construction. Geodesic topic, describing the geodesic dome. And domes topic, with advantages of concrete domes in wind and construction sources. The housing topic, the various techniques for post-pole shift construction, such as straw bale or rammed earth. The shipping container topic, how to use these metal boxes for post-pole shift housing or storage. The sites topic, tips on good safe location land for sale. Biodome topic, a commercial biosphere concept, and descriptions of the mechanics on this concept. Tools topic, where to secure and how to use various hand tools. Air circulation topic, what the Romans knew about non-electric circulation techniques. Insulation topic, various materials for insulation. And the materials topic, where we will find building materials after the pole shift, such as in landfills. Quake-proof topic, the essentials of quake-proofing a building. Wind-proof topic, how to reduce the edges wind likes to grab. Water stores topic, traditional water store methods. Heat topic, manure heat, geothermal heat, and what to burn. Sewage topic, the outhouse and composting toilet and sewage processing basics. Furnishings topic, furniture basics. The product topic, such as vinegar and soap making. Clothing topic, how to spin and weave, tan leather, and making felt. Army surplus topic, where to get these bargains. Appliance topic, manual wash machines, sewing machines, and where to buy. Pottery topic, the ancient art of making dishes and pots. Transportation topic, wagons, bikes, boats, snowshoes, and wind carts. And in the health section, the topics range to cover first aid, amputation topic, and exposure topic, describing emergency medical procedures. Bandage topic, regarding makeshift bandages. The leech and maggot topic, benefits of these ancient means of cleaning and degorging wounds. On foot topic, care of the foot during long hikes. Pain topic, natural painkillers. Medicine topic, alternatives to traditional medicine. Herbal medicine topic, herbs and what they do. Touch therapy topic, massage and other techniques. Radioactive topic, what to do if irradiated. Urine therapy topic, why some drink their own. Colloidal silver topic, its many claims and advocates. Lead topic, how to counter lead poisoning. The mindset topic, power of positive thinking. The psycho topic, description of mental illness and how to handle. Depression topic, suicide prevention. Aftertime Gen topic, on being a teenager during the shift. Music topic, its role in healing and mental health. Dental topic, how to care for your teeth without the dentist. Eyeglasses topic, store-bought lens in an emergency. Foods topic, foods that are immune boosters and the like. Parasite topic, deworming methods. Hygiene topic, what to do when the toilet paper runs out, etc. Chemtrails topic, keeping on top of the reports. In the energy section, the topics range to cover windmills, where to secure these, and the homemade windmill topic, how to make one from scratch or car parts. The pelt and wheel topic, commercial water wheels. Hydroelectric topic, the ram pump and high head descriptions. Crank topic, hand-powered electricity for radio or flashlight. Bike power topic, the bike gen to replenish your batteries. Coal topic, don't overlook this resource after the pole shift. Oil topic, a diminishing resource with the refineries down. Methane gas topic, pool power, but it can explode. Veggie power topic, wood gas powered cars and other gasoline substitutes. Steam topic, powerful, but steam can burn. Alternate energy topic, wild ideas and lots of hope. Solar topic, solar panels handmade and purchased. Carbon arc topic, an arc as strong and bright as daylight. Seriously. Battery topic, regarding maintenance and how to make from scratch. Inverter topic, AC and DC and the pros and cons of each. Circuit topic, generators, transistors, and load calculation. Lumens topic, all about lamps and bulbs and replacement worries. Lumen source, oil lamps and bulb sources. LEDs topic, little light bulbs that don't burn out, LEDs. Devices topic, household devices and their practicality. And rainbow topic, a commercial site delivering off-the-grid support. In the teamwork section, the topics range to cover descriptions and links to the discussion boards, such as the Solutions Forum, the News Watch, Social Chatter, Welcome to Newcomers, and the Trouble Times Nonprofit Arms. Development by the team members of 23 topics located in other key sections such as food and energy, posting experimentation and test data. An example was the LEDs. How well did they grow beans, for instance, compared to other bulbs? Also covering plan topic, brainstorming on what kind of plan the government could take to save the populace. The being open topic, thoughts on how to approach the topic of the coming shift with friends and family. The mates topic, who to include or not include in your survival site. The groups topic, for those looking for mates. Emotion topic, thoughts on how to deal with disaster depression and keeping a positive outlook. Stories topic, personal stories posted by anonymous members. The ideas topic, ideas in process. And the IRC topic, directions for IRC among members. In the information section, the topics range to cover books topic, listing books recommended to buy, radio topic, shortwave how-to, EMP, electromagnetic pulse topic, how to shield electronics from electromagnetic pulse. Links topic, the benefits of this operating system in the aftertime. Morse code topic, drop-dead classic communication system. Bearings topic, how to reestablish your bearings when the compass and maps no longer apply. Models topic, working survival community examples. Solution set topics, solutions that pair together to make a whole and work well together. On foot topic, practical guidelines for the nomad. Pole shift topic, detailed descriptions and animations of the shift. Crust shift topic, historical evidence of crust shift. 3600 shift topic, historical evidence of the 3600 year period. Checklist topic, personal lists on what to have at hand. Quake tips topic, how to survive strong quakes. Survival tips topic, how to survive winds and water and fire during the shift. Safe locations topic, member speculation on safest spots, such as in the middle of quake plates. Zeta locations topic, Zeta talk on safety of various locations. Nuke topic, where installations exist and how to survive radiation. Self-defense topic, pros and cons of guns and other methods to use. Hazard topic, breaking dams, military depots, and the tidal bore. Oxygen topic, dangers and benefits of having extra oxygen tanks on hand. The quake predictor topic, screeching radios, and other indicators of at-hand quakes. Pest control topic. Mice, bugs, raccoons, and what to do about them. School topic. How to save school materials for the future. Pollution topic. How to deal with pollutants near your survival site. And in the words section, the topics range to cover Sitchin and Delikowski. Rogue planet topic, describing wandering planets like Nibiru as known science. Rogue planet sighting topic, record of sightings as Planet X looms inbound. Cambridge conference topics, quotes from cataclysmic discussions in the UK. 2003 topic, evidence that the establishment was aware of the approach. Slowing topic, how to clock a slowdown. Geochange topic, recent articles on Earth changes. Geohistory topic, historical comparison to current. Weather topic, record of uptick from 1995 to the year 2000. Global warming topic, pros and cons of global warming as an excuse for current Earth changes. Quakes topic, links to websites covering quakes. Quake pattern topic, statistical analysis of uptick in quakes. Crazed topic, bizarre animal behavior as a sign of the times. Prophecy topic, many prophecies from around the world. Legend of old topic, many legends pointing to a pending pole shift. Indian lore topic. Aftertime topic, speculation on post-pole shift environment. Cover-up and disinfo topic, assassination is an example of disinfo. Martial law topic, executive orders and other proofs of plans for martial law. And the martial means topic, how martial law is likely to be played. The shortage topic, news reports from around the world. Distraction topic, examples of the establishment distraction techniques. Crop circles topic, links to examples and discussion on how to identify the real thing. Mars and Moon topic, face on Mars and cities on the Moon, articles and links. And the aliens topic, famous UFO stories and establishment attempts to discredit. And the Zeta Talk topic, the Zeta Talk accuracy documented. Thus, Troubled Times is an example of the power of a few contactees, at most a few hundred, getting together and making a difference.
Hello, I'm Roger, President of Troubled Times Incorporated. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping mankind survive during troubled times when self-sufficiency may be the only answer. Our organization offers a twin set CD of survival information at cost to the public. The CDs are in hypertext and PDF format, two popular browser formats, and contain all the information collected by the massive Troubled Times website. The CDs allow you to browse this information offline at your leisure. The cost of the twinned pair is $4.10, and this includes postage. You can also get the survival booklet, a hip-sized booklet as a gift to the Troubled Times Advice, for just $5, including postage. We offer a popular combo package for $7.50 that includes both the CDs and the booklet, with the lower postage expense reflected in that price. Send for your copies today to start making practical plans for your and your family's survival. Just click on the $4.10 CD link at www.zetatalk.com, and your copy will be on its way.
That concludes our broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Remember to carry love in your heart. It's the commodity of the future. As the Zetas say, love may have a blooming going into the shift, as it ought, those with great love in their hearts responding to the realization that little else matters.